What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. Today, I want to talk about the love. And no, it isn't an episode from the Crush series because it's a complicated topic for me and I don't want to talk about here now. So, yeah. So, what is love for you? Everybody has a different opinion about this topic, about what is love, and do you believe in love? You know, the more I grow up, the more life tells me it doesn't exist. You don't know, but my parents got divorced a long time ago, and so that was the first disappointment. And yeah, I grew up watching all the couples from Hollywood, and now they are all divorced, and now all my friends are cheating on their girlfriends or boyfriends, promising each other eternal love and not lasting more than a year, the same as all influencers, you know, the Kardashians and, you know, Will Smith, and why are people cheating so much? You have a beautiful boyfriend or girlfriend. Everything is fine in harmony. And he or she is perfect. And you cheat on him or her with someone else. So this happened a lot. And it happens to everyone. Okay, now I'm gonna say something that I posted on my Twitter a long time ago. So you honestly can cheat up someone if you are in love with them. You just can't do it. You wouldn't ever consider it. And if you cheating of someone you claim to be in love with, you are not in love. You are simply just in love with the idea of being in love. You know, understand the difference. I can't really say it's love. You know, what is love? Because I've never had a partner, so I am not the most likely one to talk about this topic of what is love. And yeah, so I believe that human beings are cheating because they are selfish. They are, you know, they want to have everything for themselves. They don't like to share and they don't like to be alone. So, okay. Now, I'm gonna talk about long-distance relationships. I am very afraid of them, but I believe in them more than in a normal relationship, you know? Many people say that long-distance relationships don't work, you know, that they are for stupid people, but having a normal relationship, that doesn't mean that it will work or that you are not stupid as well, so I prefer long-distance relationships because I think they are more passionate and, you know, dependent of the person. I think they teach you, you know, the value of waiting and make you appreciate the moments more. You know, besides, the world is so big to hang out with someone from your city. You know, you also seriously believe that with so many people in the world, the love of your life is going to live in your city. You know, speaking of probability, I really don't think so. I also believe that long-distance relationships work more than a conventional ones because the key is communication. And many times, long-distance relationships have more communication than normal ones. And I also believe that normal relationships are more, you know, superficial and long-distance relationship as you talk all the time with, you know, with that person. You fall more in love with their way of thinking than with their body or her face and all the stuff. So, and now a summary, you know, about this episode. Okay, if you cheat on your partner, you are an idiot, okay? Yeah, an asshole, and you are not in love. Having a long-distance relationship doesn't mean it won't work, and having a normal relationship doesn't mean it will work. So, I hope you have a great day, and see you in the next episode. Bye-bye!